This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Give you the toll-free numbers and Skype usernames coming up. With you in studio tonight, Ian and Mark as normal, and Conrad back in the studio, another special guest spot for him, just because he lucked out tonight, basically.
Yay!
Rich Paul was looking to take the night off, and so here we are. Conrad, you just got back from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And now you're hanging out in Keene for a little bit, I guess. Still kind of touring around New Hampshire, checking things out here. How's it been so far?
Exhausting. I made the mistake of trying to hit everywhere inside of 1 week, and it's a little bigger than 1 week's visit.
New Hampshire isn't that big of a place, but there is a lot to do here. There's a lot of people to meet, lots of groups of libertarians and voluntarists, and even some people that call themselves anarchists, coming together to get active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. So if you want to learn more about moving here, for that, go to ShireSociety.com. But let's get into a discussion we were having towards, I think it was the Friday night show, Mark, where at the end of the show we were talking about Gary Johnson and his recent appearance with Bill Weld. Now, Gary Johnson and Bill Weld are the presidential and vice presidential candidates for the Libertarian Party, and there's been a lot of discussion about them on this show because, well, we're all, I mean, I don't want to put words in y'all's mouth, but most of us would probably self-describe as libertarian. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah.
I'm wrong about that. Okay, Mark,
no,
how would you
describe? No, I describe myself as a libertarian, yeah.
Okay, good.
So libertarian, sure.
So not wrong about that. Yeah, so we talk about the libertarian issues, the movement in general, and the Libertarian Party is a portion of the libertarian movement. It is by no means the most important portion.
But people think of it pretty quickly after the term libertarian's used, right?
Maybe. It is certainly one of the ways that a lot of people will hear the term libertarian is through some libertarian political candidate being out there. And to the credit of Gary Johnson and Bill Weld, who are sadly former Republicans, in fact, with Bill Weld, I don't think it was very long ago at all that he changed from Republican into a Libertarian.
I think he was a Libertarian candidate for the governor or something
several years ago in New York.
But then he screwed them over out in New York, as I understand
what
it.
I heard. Switching to Republican again or something.
When he swore that he wouldn't. He said that if I don't get the nomination, I'll still run as a Libertarian.
Both former governors of different states. So Gary Johnson, governor of New Mexico, two-term, and I believe Weld, two-term governor of Massachusetts. So to their credit, because they have somewhat of a recognition of a political name, and they've got some big money men behind them, they have been able to garner an unusual amount of press attention, and also because it's sort of a perfect storm for press attention for third parties this year, given Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are the presumptive nominees of the Republicans and Democrats, people are upset right now about their choices. The American people are... It's a tangible, sort of palatable upset that's out there. People are not happy.
Right. People have the choice between Hillary Clinton, who has, if she is not terribly corrupt, is a person who has terrible, terrible brand recognition in the United States. And they have Donald Trump, who, you know, again, is another candidate that is very divisive.
Yes, so people are upset. They're looking at other options, many of them for the first time ever. And so they're looking at the Libertarian Party. So kudos to CNN for putting together a town hall to feature the Libertarian candidates. So that's the first time, to my knowledge, that that has ever occurred, treating the Libertarians like they actually are worth talking to.
But it's still not a debate, right? He's not up on the stage with other people.
No, it's not a debate. But this is a step that could, in theory, get these men into debates. If they can garner 15% in five national polls, then they'll presumably be allowed into the Republican-Democrat debates.
I saw on the Free Talk Live Facebook page there was some poll where Gary Johnson had 18%, and there was only one comment on it that said this poll is garbage, so I'm not sure what the deal was with that.
Well, it probably didn't have Jill Stein in it from the Green Party. Once you put her in there, it splits the Gary Johnson vote.
It does, so that makes it very difficult. Johnson is likely to would likely make it into the debates if he was the only option in a given poll, but if Jill Stein's put in, then it's split.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. Jill Stein is not on all the ballots in the states. Besides the Republicans and Democrats, you only have Libertarians in all 50 states.
Well, no, I don't know if the Libertarians are in all 50 states, because it's difficult. I know Oklahoma makes it darned difficult to get on the ballot.
They weren't last time in all 50. I think it was 49 plus D.C. This time around, we don't know yet, actually, because all the parties still have to. Maybe some are pre-qualified, but in most states, there's going to be petition gathering going on. So where it'll end up, where the Libertarian Party will be in how many states still remains to be seen. So I get the benefit that CNN is providing here, and it's a good thing. I appreciate it. Unfortunately, it's to some extent being squandered by these two former Republicans who are not good, not practiced at all in espousing the ideas of liberty. They arguably don't even really understand them.
But it's kind of a catch-22. I mean, if you had somebody like Ron Paul as the nominee, then would he even get that kind of time?
I think Ron Paul would have gotten this. I think so. If it were Ron Paul, yeah, they would have given Ron Paul the same amount of
Maybe he has all that star power. But
he's got star power, and people are upset. They're looking for other options. So this is something that CNN acknowledges when they're talking to them. I did watch this thing because, Mark, you teased me as we finished up the Friday night show. What I was reporting on Friday night were other people's opinions about this town hall that was more than an hour long, with a CNN host, the two candidates from the Libertarian Party, and an audience full of people who had questions that they were asking. And I hadn't watched it at that time. I was kind of dreading it because I'd seen so many negative comments online about it. I was reading from the Napster blog, and he was tearing them apart. But then somebody claimed the Napster blog was being dishonest, and that in point of fact, Gary Johnson did do a good job explaining his, I think it was the opposition to cannabis laws or something.
Yeah,
like
I was basically saying something to the effect of, hey, I'm not against... I'm not for legalizing all drugs,
right?
Just for legalizing marijuana.
And he really did say that, and he made it pretty clear that he wasn't in favor of legalization for any other drugs, which is a huge deviation from the Libertarian Party's platform. But that's not the only thing they really botched up. So I took my own notes as I was watching this hour-plus-long presentation, and so we'll go through some of that, some of the things that were said. Reason.com also has blogged a couple times about this, and they've done a good job sort of picking it apart. Let's go, though, first to your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about the CNN town hall coming up. First, George is in Toronto. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Conrad and Mark. Hello, George. Hey there. You're on the air. We're doing a radio show. Can you hear us? I'm thinking that maybe there's... Okay, excellent. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I want to talk about unreliable employees.
All right, sure.
Yeah. When you need a job, but then you don't show up to work, how does that make any sense?
That is a lazy person.
There's nothing so frustrating as employees.
Yeah, it's hard to find good help, isn't it, George?
Why do you show up to interviews and cuss at me?
People cuss at you at interviews?
Yeah, you know.
Can you give me some kind of scenario
Let's
around
leave
this?
The cussing out, though.
I don't need to hear the cussing or right. The specific words.
I'm not going to say the cussing so you can hang up on me and call me a troll again. You think I'm stupid?
Okay. Right, no, I don't think you're stupid. Go right ahead with whatever you were going to say.
So, I just have a piece of advice when you're canvassing. When you're going door-to-door and you're trying to find people to go door-to-door, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That is, don't hire people that can't speak English.
I would think that that would go pretty poorly for your whatever your vendor is.
Avoid reptilians because they're lazy and they take Walter just like Sarah.
Good call.
Sarah's a reptilian.
Thanks, George. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, hiring people who can't speak English to go around and canvass for the Libertarian Party might actually not be a bad idea at this point, because they would do a better job in some cases of communicating these ideas than Governor Bill Weld and Gary Johnson did on this particular episode.
Let me ask you this.
CNN Town Hall.
So you saw this town hall.
I did. I watched the whole thing.
And if you had to pick between three presidential candidates, you'd say that Gary Johnson was preferable to the other two, right?
He's still the least of the evils, but the more I hear these guys, the harder and harder it would be to actually cast a vote for them.
You just found yourself like gritting your teeth through it?
I'll tell you more about that on the way here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There were some good parts, of course.
I want to know if he turns you into a Trump supporter.
We'll get into that. Nope, definitely not. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then, I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensation went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Was the CNN town hall with the Libertarian candidates for president and vice president as much of a nightmare as people were making it out to be on social media? I'll give you my opinion about it, because I did sit down to watch it this weekend. Here in moments, you can share your thoughts with us. Again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE.
I want you to concentrate tonight when you go to bed and think about your neck position on when your head's on the pillow. If your head's kind of leaning down towards the bed, you're going to probably have problems like headaches and neck pain and things like that. If it's same thing, if it's kind of cranked up away from the bed too, if it's not parallel to the floor, then the likelihood of things like headaches, back pain, neck pain, those kind of things go up. Well, I've been sleeping with my pillow now for several months, and I can say without equivocation, this is the best pillow I've ever had. Now, I've had pillows because I've always been concerned with this, or have for years, with where my head is. But this one is the first one you can wash, or I can wash.
Yep.
So you can take my pillow, you can pop it in the washer, pop it in the dryer, then use it again that evening, and it'll be formed towards your head. You usually want to get it right after you take it out of the dryer, so it'll form perfectly for you. And that's what really makes it so great. Also, I want you to think about this as far as pillows go. I couldn't wash my last pillow. How many dust mites and other little things are living off in there if you're not able to wash this pillow? So increase your health with a simple activity of buying a MyPillow. It's great. You go to MyPillow.com, you buy the pillow. Don't worry about it not being as good as I say, because, you know, pitchmen, you know, we tend to exaggerate a little bit. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee. If you don't like it, you get your money back. Not a big deal.
All right.
Also, it's a 10-year guarantee on the pillow. It's going to last you for 10 years. If you use our code FTL, you get another pillow for free.
Get out of here.
MyPillow.com.
That's better than I thought it was
going to
be.
It's a good deal. Yeah. MyPillow.com, code FTL.
All right. Very cool. And I've got one, too, and I like it.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about
it. It's a great pillow.
Yeah. In fact, Renee jacked the pillow when we first got it.
Everybody needs a pillow.
So we had to get another one.
And I think about all the different kinds of pillows I've had. My grandmother used to swear by down pillows. Those things are terrible for you. They don't hold a position. Your neck gets cranked.
Yeah.
When I was little, my mom bought cheap ones from, like, I don't know, Kmart or something like that. They were full of, like, lumps and stuff.
Yeah, this is a very, very nice pillow. So let's get back into the story about Gary Johnson and Bill Weld, the two candidates for Libertarian Party president and vice president, respectively. They were on the CNN town hall last week, and I watched it, sat down to watch it, because people online were just raking this thing over the coals. I mean, libertarians were not happy with the performance, and for good reason, I think. You know, Gary Johnson didn't really sound very libertarian, even on one of the most basic issues, one of the most basic libertarian issues of ending the war on drugs. Look, this is the one that brought me into the Libertarian Party, so obviously it's pretty important to me. But I think most people would agree, you own yourself, you own your own body. That is one of the most basic libertarian issues.
So, I mean, this is the big issue, like, in the movement, is incrementalism versus purity.
Yep.
And when you have a political party, you know, most of what our movement is about a direction. It's about where do we go from here, whereas when you're a political party, you have to take a stance. You have to have a platform, and you just say, this is where we're going. You can't just say,
right,
you know.
He didn't do that because he said that all he wanted to do was legalize cannabis. So he didn't paint a picture for where we're supposed to go, which is a world without drug prohibition, where people who are peaceful are not thrown in a cage for the thing that they possess.
Chief executive is a moderate position. So if you look at throughout U.S. history, moderates have generally been the ones that have been able to take that ring of power. I suspect Gary Johnson, the adept politician that he is, realizes this. He's attempting to moderate the libertarian position.
Yeah, not okay. The Libertarian Party has a... Well, right. As a libertarian, as somebody who has in the past supported the party, I no longer do because I resigned from it, because they've lost their principles. I want the Libertarian Party to field candidates actually espousing the ideas of liberty so people can hear them, they can consider them, so they can hopefully look at them and find them as the best option, the most moral, the most sensible option.
So what do you think the Libertarian Party should do? Retract Gary Johnson's nomination at this point and attempt to nominate someone else?
Honestly, I don't really care what the Libertarian Party does.
It's like it's over.
They've blown it. I'm not a member of the party, and I don't care what they
ultimately
decide.
Well, they've blown it by putting the most reasonable candidate forward of the three most popular parties. I'm not claiming that it says much to you, Ian. I'm just saying that they've got the best choice out there of the three.
Your issue with him seems to be not where he wants to go, but the speed at which he wants to go. When you elect a president, you're saying, where do I want
to
be 4 years? Where do I want to go in the future? Where do I want
to
be 4 years
from
now?
Conrad, it has to do with him not espousing the ideals that I want people to understand. When I hear the word, when people hear the word libertarian, I don't want them to think, oh, they want to continue the war on drugs. No, I want them to think they want to end the war on drugs, and then they'll compromise at marijuana first so we can get step one of the way there.
I would say that legal marijuana 4 years from now on the federal level would be an ideal situation in the real world.
Victory.
Not for people who are put in prison for cocaine or methamphetamine.
Were you under
heroin.
The impression that some presidential candidate is going to change that in 4 years?
Ron Paul got on the stage at a Republican
and
debate.
Lost.
And so what? So this guy's going to lose, too. Ron Paul got on the stage at a Republican debate and specifically advocated the legalization of heroin. And you know what? He got applause from that Republican audience in that particular case. So this is not an unreasonable thing to do and to say. To advocate for ending the war on drugs is a humane, sensible position, and people who call themselves libertarians should at the very least understand the basic idea that you own your own body and the government has no right to tell you what to do. And the fact that you two will sit here and defend that is an embarrassment.
Look.
You are just—you're only less embarrassing than Gary Johnson because not as many people know who you are.
Listen, if I was the presidential candidate, what I would say is I would attempt to appeal to Republicans because that's what he's trying to do. He's a former Republican.
Ron Paul got applause for saying legalize heroin in front of
a room full of Ron Paul supporters.
Exactly.
Ian,
are you kidding me? All kinds of people in that room.
Yes, there were, but there were enough Ron Paul supporters that they could clap. That's what you're hearing. And it's great. I'm for that. And if Ron Paul can articulate it well, I'm good for that. I'm good with that. But Gary Johnson may not be able to articulate that message well, and you should not take the pro-legalization platform if you can't defend it. Now, what I would do with Republicans is I'd simply say this, Ian. I would say, look, heroin was made illegal in 1934. I'd need to check that date, but I'm just going to come up with one for you. Heroin's made illegal in 1934. And as far as I'm concerned, the United States was the greatest nation in the world in 1934. And that means this nation was built by people who had heroin legal in this country. I don't think that this generation is any less than that generation. And I think what they need is the responsibility that comes with adulthood. And we need to stop treating our children, stop treating our nation like it's full of babies. Yes, heroin has value in the same way morphine has value, and it should be legal for people to use.
Yeah, well, but you're not as much of a coward as Gary Johnson. I mean, if he agrees with ending prohibition, he should have said that. The toll-free number is 855-453, because he did talk about prohibition, so I'll tell you more about what he actually said. And he had some good things to say, but his conclusion was to continue having drugs be illegal. Finkel. It's Free Talk Live.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Gary Johnson, Bill Weld recently appeared on CNN's Town Hall, where they had a group of people there to ask them questions about what being a libertarian is. What does that mean? Well, they talked about that and talked about a lot of issues. A lot of good questions came up. We'll talk more about what transpired here in moments. You can join us toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There are a lot of choices in the marketplace when it comes to cryptocurrency wallets, but there's only one that will give you access to your Bitcoin, Ether, and DAO tokens all in one wallet, and that's Jax. It's pretty new to the scene. It was in beta for a little while. It's now out of beta. Jax.io. It's JAXX.io. You can get it also at the Google or Apple app stores, or if you want to download it for your computer platform like Windows, Mac, or Linux, you can do it from Jax.io, JAXX.io. It is a cross-platform wallet, meaning you can have access to the same Bitcoin on your phone as you do on your laptop or your desktop or work computer or whatever. Jax.io. Their ultimate aim is to build you a digital command center for your life, giving you control over coins, currencies, contracts, identity, and more. It's control in the palm of your hand at Jax.io. As we go to your calls and thoughts, more about Gary Johnson and Bill Weld, their appearance on CNN. Coming up, Sarah first, though, in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hi, Sarah.
Yeah, so the latest on the rapid transit here is that I think they are going to settle with a $75,000 to the business owners because they actually have to widen Central and they have to demolish like 10 feet into their building. So I could understand why they want some kind of compensation.
They're going to demolish into people's buildings in order to add a trolley, basically, to Albuquerque?
Well, you know, they have to expand Central.
They have to?
Wider. Yeah, because for some reason, it doesn't. I guess that's what they have to do because it's too small.
Well, these are what central planners decide to do. These are people who believe because they went to some college course that they know how to control society and organize roads for the, you know, to the best of their ability. And the fact is they, you know, while they can make roads that will function, they are probably not the most optimal of roads out there. And of course the argument is, well, they're trying to widen the road to make it more optimal. Well, at the same time, maybe the economy should just grow in a different direction rather than cutting into the fronts of somebody's business. That happened to my parents' business in downtown Sarasota many years ago. They literally sliced off a portion of the building, and now there's a tiny little sidewalk right there instead. And it was, you know, it was a sad thing when those things happen. And if it was actual property rights that we had, instead of just allowing the government to come along and steal whatever they want to and give you whatever arbitrary amount they decide, because that $75,000 or whatever the amount is, or $55,000 or whatever it was, that's just some arbitrary number that the government bureaucrats plucked out of thin air and said, well, we think losing 10 feet of your building is worth this much. And then they, you know, they offer that to you, and if you don't accept it, well, they're still going to cut your building apart.
Well, and the sad reality of these is that a lot of these are part of a federal program where they say, oh, we should have more mass transit because that's more green. And so what they do is they say, hey, if you build it, we'll give you $10 million. And the politicians are saying, $10 million, how many jobs is that? How's that going to help me get reelected?
Yeah, for sure. And so if we actually had a situation where building roads does not occur unless you can get agreements from people, unless you can get 100% of the people on that road to agree to the proposals, if that were happening, then we'd actually have a true free marketplace in road building. And I know a lot of people don't really understand what that would look like. I can't say for sure I would understand what it would look like, but at the very least, property rights would be respected instead of just having government bureaucrats being able to steal things from people. Sarah, thanks for your call tonight. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And there's a strong argument that the government needs to have the ability to steal property, because
yes,
we don't want the roads to go zigzagging around all over the place because people won't sell their property, right?
Well, it depends on where your road goes. If you're talking about a longer road, it's relatively easy to make real estate contracts on contingency. You know, one of the most common is, I'd like to offer you I'd like to offer you $5,000 less than your asking price for your house on the contingency that it passes inspection or whatever, right? That passes isn't probably the right term, but on contingency of inspection. So then somebody comes in and, some paid person, inspector, says, oh, turns out there's a big giant crack in the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at that point, I can retract my offer. In the same way, you can make other sorts of conditions, and the conditions might be, if these other people, like, okay, I'm willing to buy your house if people on either side of you are also willing to sell to me. So if the three people in a row will sell to me, then I'll buy all three of those properties. Mm-hmm. But if one of them won't sell, then I'm not
no
buying
deal.
Either.
Right.
that gives the added advantage of sort of social pressure and gives the person in the middle, the real, you know, the person who might be, might choose to be a holdout, the realization that, look, this deal can fall through. You may not get the price that you're going to push for. It's not like that one guy in the middle, you know, because if you bought the two pieces of the property and then you told the third guy, hey, I'm trying to build something big, I need three lots, I'm going to tear down your house, suddenly that price just shoots way up. And that's what people generally think of when they think of eminent domain. They think of that one house that's sitting in the middle of this big lot that they had to build a building around.
And there are some examples of that.
Yeah, there's some really great examples. It's kind of interesting. But you don't have to do it that way. So if you're running a road from point A to point B, you can, I don't know, take two routes, offer contingency offers to everybody along the route, and they either sell or they don't. Or maybe
there's a name for that, isn't there?
Yeah, it's called auction theory.
Auction theory.
Yeah, it's but whatever. And so this is very doable, and the only thing, because people, the first thing people say when it comes to roads, yeah, it comes to liberty is, you know, what about my roads? Mm-hmm. My roads! Like the idea that they're going to, you know, that libertarians hate concrete on the cars rolling across asphalt. It's really ridiculous. But what they really mean is that they don't think that roads can be built without forcing people to give up property. And evidence is all over the place that this is a completely unfounded concern. Like, this is intellectual sloth. People just not spending any time researching the issue and being worried about it.
Yeah, sure.
And it's fine if you're worried about something that you haven't researched. But to continue to hold on to the worry for, I don't know, months and years without ever researching.
When they could have done that.
Then research. You're just a troll.
Yeah.
You know? So,
or willfully ignorant.
Well, that's what a troll is.
I mean, not necessarily.
Okay, I'm telling him right now, you're wrong, okay? I mean, there are economists all over that have looked into this. There are private roads all over America. There are countries where it is illegal, I'm going to repeat it one more time, it is illegal for the government to take property from people to build roads. But somehow they still have roads. Mm. Roads don't need eminent domain. Only in America, where they use eminent domain, they twist it and pervert it. Like they did in New London, in the Fort Trumbull area, where the government goes in and it snatches up people's houses. Places where people had been, you know, literally born in the house, lived there their whole lives, in their 70s, and they come and they take their house from them. And then, what do they do with it? They don't build a road. This isn't for road building. This is to build an office complex for Pfizer.
That's right.
Big Pharma.
Who ended up leaving.
Who then left a few years later and left this, you know, this building completely unoccupied. This is what you get when you have this eminent domain thing. If government is given a power, they will use it. And when they want, after they use it, then they will begin to abuse it. That is human nature. You don't need eminent domain to build roads, and the government doesn't need to build roads anyway, because if there's a demand for something, somebody will build it. Yes, you'll have to pay for it. Somebody will have to pay for it. But you're paying for it already, and I'll bet you anything.
You're paying through the teeth for
you're
it.
You're paying right more. Now, you may that's say, right. I've got a cheap, crappy house, and I like it for the guy with the big, expensive house to pay more, and that may very well be true, but let's assume that the guy with the big house might drive on the road more.
But not even the big house. I mean, think about Walmart. You're subsidizing Walmart every road that goes straight to them. I'll bet you they'd be willing to pay for that. And for sure.
I bet. Here's what I would think is that the owners of the roads would sell the road itself as advertising, and then you know they would paint the company's names on the road.
Or billboards, or who knows what. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's our number. You can join us and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. More about Gary Johnson coming up on Free Talk.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule.
Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here till 3, 855-453. What was it that Gary Johnson said about drug prohibition during the CNN town hall? Because some people are not very happy with him for it. We'll get into that here in moments, and you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please support us by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You go there, and you can sign up for $5 a month, and we'll take that with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. You get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, as well as the Amp Only Facebook group. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. The $5 a month allows us to invest into Free Talk Live to help get the show on more radio stations around the country. We've got 170 stations right now, more than that, actually, slightly more than that. We can have 300, we can have 400, it's possible, but we need to have a better marketing budget, and that's part of what AMP does. So learn more about the AMP program and help us out. Really appreciate it. AMP.freetalklive.com, AMPAMP.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Skype, where David is on the line in Keene. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi. I was going to say, well, I didn't listen to the Weld and Johnson and whatever it was, because I want to hear leaders, actually, and I want to hear people who don't compromise and don't pander. I should at least hear that they speak solidly about legalizing marijuana. Did they do that?
That's all he did. Yeah, he only advocated for the legalization of marijuana. He explicitly said that they were not in favor of legalizing other drugs.
I would say that leader is somebody who brings people together, not spreads them apart. And when you take a purist position, when you say things like legalize heroin, while that's a correct statement and a right statement, ultimately, don't you agree that that would be a divisive statement?
Divisive?
Do you really think that if you get up and say, you know, I think we should make heroin legal, is that going to bring people together or push them apart?
Well, first of all, it's a ridiculous question, because anything you say is going to push people apart. Even saying, I want to legalize marijuana is going to push people away from you.
And so that's the art of politics, is framing what you say in such a way that you can get done what you want to do, while at the same time bringing on as many people
as possible. If Gary Johnson were saying libertarian things like legalize all drugs, he would be doing just as well in the polls as he currently is, because the people who are voting for Gary Johnson in these polls are people who don't even know who Gary Johnson is, for the most part. They're just people who don't like Hillary Clinton and who don't like
They also don't know who the Libertarian
Trump.
Party is, generally.
Correct.
And
he's not helping with that, because he's misrepresenting.
He's giving more exposure. There's a meme on the internet, and I kind of like it. It's you're the worst. This, you know, somebody yelling at Gary Johnson. This is just made up stuff. Didn't happen in real life. You're the worst libertarian I've ever heard of. And he's you know, pointing back at him, big smile on his face, and says, but you've heard of me. And that's the God's honest truth. What comes down here is no libertarians ever polled like Gary Johnson's polling. And I think what his intention is to, you know, bring the Libertarian Party,
nothing to do with
bring
his
himself,
message.
And consequently the Libertarian Party into a
it
light.
Has nothing to do with his message. The fact is, you know, you look at the poll with him, compare him to D's Nuts. He's doing about as well as D's Nuts.
D's Nuts was really early on that people should go and
still,
they're
he's doing
have to
about
look,
as well as D's
they're
Nuts.
They're going to have to look this up.
I think.
Go ahead, Dave.
I was going to say, I think he brings, some people bring the word libertarian out in front of everybody, but.
Yeah, if they're not being accurate with how they're describing a libertarian, then they're doing damage where they could be actually, you know, spreading the message. David, any other thoughts you want to share? Go for it.
Not
Thanks
really.
For the call, man. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
No, I think the way that they're branding libertarianism is just fine. They're framing it as the new kind of being moderate. Right. So they say that it's being fiscally conservative and socially liberal, mm-hmm. which is something that people can get on board with.
Yeah. But I got no problem using that description.
He also, during this event, he said that, you know, rightly so, that the prohibition against heroin made it more dangerous.
That's right.
So he pointed that out for people.
That's what I was going to tell you about, was that he did talk a little bit about prohibition and some of its deleterious effects on society. But yet he said they were going to continue prohibition, which is not a libertarian position. Here's what Reason.com's Jacob Sullum had to say about it. A member of the audience during the CNN town hall asked Gary Johnson about heroin legalization, although the former New Mexico governor correctly pointed out that prohibition makes heroin use more dangerous. He disclaimed any interest in repealing it, saying his legalization agenda is limited to marijuana. He thereby undercut the utilitarian case against drug prohibition and missed an opportunity to make a moral case case for individual freedom.
Well, yeah, because, look, I mean, the words are right there. His agenda. Yeah, his legislative agenda is not to repeal heroin laws. Of course, that would be a bad...
Get off the Libertarian Party ticket, then. Go sign up for the Constitution Party or...
It's a little late for that, buddy.
Or the Green Party or whatever. This guy doesn't belong in the Libertarian Party.
They don't have the numbers or the votes.
If he doesn't... Well, right. So what you're admitting here is that someone who's not a Libertarian has successfully been able to garner the Libertarian Party's nomination because of
two
the infiltration.
Now.
Yeah, because of the infiltration of Republicans like you, Mark, who've come into the party and have Republicans like you, I guess you haven't come into the party, but you have, you know, advocated the watering down of the Libertarian Party. So people are following your advice.
I advocate people winning.
They're not going to win, Mark.
I think it's
so
really important to point out that the most principled candidate, for whom I would have voted if I was in the room to vote, Daryl W. Perry, refused to file with the FEC, which was going to make it very difficult for him to win the presidency, or, for that matter, stay out of a prison cell. Mm-hmm. I mean, the likelihood that of this principled position, at some point, the principled position will end you up in
a
prison
cell.
I'm pretty
sure every other candidate on that stage would have advocated for legalization of drugs. I bet you even Austin Peterson would have said legalize drugs.
Are you? Oh, that's fine. I mean, okay, look, this is the candidate. You go to war with the candidate you got, buddy. So
I don't do a damn. I don't have to do a damn thing with the Libertarian Party.
You know, don't.
I'll tear him down as far as I can.
I'll probably vote for him. Okay? Because as far as I'm concerned, the Democrat and the Republican are just that reprehensible.
Well, this guy isn't that much better than them. Anyway, going on here, he said he's only going to be legalizing marijuana, and the Libertarian Party's platform states, quote, "We favor the repeal of all laws creating crimes without victims, such as the use of drugs for medicinal or recreational purposes." Repealing all laws.
Yeah, I don't see any conflict here because the party's position is that eventually we should do that. His legislative agenda in his first 4 years is not to do that. He's just saying, look, this is the next step. Come on board with me. You can get rid of me between here and there, but he's not trying to.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying he's doing. I don't know if he really believes in the idea of ending prohibition. Maybe he does. I mean, he certainly talked about some of the things that prohibition is bad about, and they talk about that here a little bit in the reason story. But he's not helping people understand why prohibition should be ended. He's not advocating for what he supposedly wants. If what you're saying is that Gary Johnson really does want to end prohibition and he's just being all quiet about it, well, that's not fair to people. Be honest with your positions. Be honest with your beliefs. Have a real conversation about ending the entire war on drugs. And then you can compromise to, okay, well, we can't end the whole war on drugs right now. Well, let's just end marijuana.
You may not get that opportunity to compromise. You know, I was with you at talk radio event with all the Republican folks, and they found out I had a libertarian radio program. The first thing the guy does is said they should have made Weld the presidential nominee and should have made Johnson the vice presidential. I heard Gary Johnson say we need to get rid of all the aircraft carriers. Now, so his position was essentially that I can't vote for Gary Johnson, even though Trump might be reprehensible to me. I can't
Good,
vote for
stay
Gary.
Home. I Who can't, cares?
Well, look. He's going to vote. Republicans vote, my friend.
Oh, okay. And well, then I guess he can vote for Donald Trump.
Well, he'll vote for Trump or he'll vote for Johnson. He'll vote for somebody, but he finds Johnson to be upsetting because he wants to get rid of all the aircraft carriers.
Who cares? People found Ron Paul upsetting because he was pro-peace.
Yeah,
so
Johnson
what?
Is not a teacher. He's a leader. You got two categories of people. Ron Paul was a great teacher. He taught us lots of great things. But he was a terrible leader because he divided people. He leaded the peer. He led the peer great. But as far as the general audience, it was more than they could stomach. He pushed people away by having such
Gary
extreme
Johnson,
views.
Gary Ron Paul doesn't have extreme views. He has pro-liberty views, and there's nothing extreme about leaving people alone. All you have to do is learn how to explain these ideas in ways that make you sound like you understand and that you're humane to other people.
He did say correctly.
And Ron Paul was good about that.
That truth is treason in the empire of lies. And
everything Ron Paul said was correct for the most part.
He and
very,
truth is treason
very
in
rarely
the empire
incorrect.
Of lies.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I got more notes from the discussion because his failure to explain, his failure to take a libertarian position on drug legalization was not the only failure of the night on the CNN town hall. And there was some good things that they said as well. We'll come back and continue that discussion. You can join us at 855-453 here on Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.